This is KGOU, one of Oklahoma City's major energy producers, unveiled its latest earnings reports earlier this week. It wasn't good news, and it really hasn't been for any of the state's energy giants as they continue to feel the effects of this nearly two-year downturn in commodity prices. Here to provide some context, as he is most Fridays, is Adam Brooks, the managing editor of the Journal Record newspaper. Adam, Sandridge Energy is the company we're talking about, and they've been on rockier ground than some of their peers lately. They saw their stock delisted from the New York Stock Exchange, and they've also seen a good portion of their operations affected by Oklahoma Corporation Commission directives about wastewater disposal wells in seismically prone areas of northwest Oklahoma. What did we see in Tuesday's earnings report?
Well, you're right. You know, in fact, it's all their disposal wells, and that network is critical to making those wells economic in that part of the state. For the fourth quarter of 2015, they lost $74 million, and at the same time period in 2015, they had an income of $44 million, and that was really when the downturn was starting in commodity prices. The revenue was down 58% year over year, and they missed Wall Street's expectations. This all means that they're going to plan to spend 60% less this year. They're going to cut down to two drilling rigs. That could all change if there's a sudden price change, but nobody really sees that happening right away.
I want to ask you about some of the media reports we saw this week that Sandridge is considering bankruptcy. How close is this company to Chapter 11? What does this mean?
Well, in January, they announced that they hired legal and financial advisors that could be working on that. They've had some warnings in their filings with the SEC that Chapter 11 is possible. Right now, they just might not be able to pay their debts if things can continue to get bad. That could mean filing for bankruptcy protection so that they have time to restructure.
How similar is this to what we saw a month ago with Chesapeake Energy? In February, they were fighting off their own bankruptcy rumors after a similar regulatory filing.
The thing with Chesapeake was different. It wasn't new. They hadn't hired advisors really recently, but somehow that got people's attention, and it really did cause a sharp drop in their stock price. Really, it didn't return to decent prices until after the indictment and death of their founder and former CEO, Aubrey McClendon. It's not really clear why those affected the stock market.
You know, earlier this week, I looked back through some of our past conversations on KGOU's website, and there's such a focus on the economic downturn as part of our business coverage. But one of your reporters we don't hear from very often, Michael Clements, looked at the boom Norman's seeing right now. What exactly did he find?
Yeah, when looking at projects that are worth more than $500,000, construction projects, there were $90 million in development last year in Norman. Right now, there are $300 million worth of projects that have permits or have applied. Not all of those will happen, perhaps, and that doesn't even count things that are happening at OU, where there's a lot of construction, a lot of cranes right now, but it's a sign that there's still growth going on.
And those figures also only cover projects that are greater than $500,000. Three of the largest ones were all apartment complexes on the southeast side of town, and they all primarily cater to OU students, as you mentioned. But Norman is so much more than just OU. Where else is this money coming from?
There's a company called Evans Enterprises that is spending $2.7 million on some office and manufacturing space for electric motors. There's a company called IMI that does some biological stuff. They're planning an $8 million expansion at the business park on 24th. And of course, voters have approved the Norman Forward half-cent sales tax, so there will be lots of public projects to build new amenities coming up over the next few years.
Well, speaking of voters, Norman residents head to the polls on Tuesday for mayor, city council, bond elections. Early voting wraps up today at the County Election Board on Robinson. Adam Brooks is the managing editor of the Journal Record and joins us each Friday. You can find him on Twitter at Adam R. Brooks. Adam, thanks for being here.
You're welcome.